talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking
It is, I can't remember what they used to call it. I don't mean Halloween, but there's some other darker, strange name for it. But it's the day when all the ghouls and the goblins come out. And my God, they're on display in Washington, D.C. today. Good afternoon. Or good evening. Or if you're in Hawaii, good morning. Jeffrey Bennett for another installment of Protecting Your Wealth or The Days of Darkness. I have a question to ask you. What in the world is the Federal Reserve thinking? I mean, you don't use up all of your ammunition before the battle even begins. The U.S. economy has not officially entered a recession territory yet, although many experts are definitely anticipating one very soon, to begin within a matter of months. But when that recession arrives, the Federal Reserve is going to want as much ammunition to fight it as is possible. And so yesterday we became horrified to learn that the Federal Reserve announced that interest rates are being slashed again. We've now had 3 interest rate cuts in 2019 as the Federal Reserve desperately attempts to revive a stalling U.S. economy. And yet all the news we hear out of the Trump administration is how great we're doing. I don't know about you folks, I ain't doing all that great. What they're going to do during the next recession when they have already pushed interest rates all the way to the floor and they can't push them any lower? What are they going to do? In addition, in recent days, the Federal Reserve has decided to absolutely flood the financial system with new money in a desperate attempt to stabilize the repo market. Now, back in the day, the term repo meant to me that you took somebody's house away because they weren't making the payments, so you took their car away. And how many times have we covered the factor that car loans are now 90 to 120 days late and they're trying to pop. I've got a friend in the business, and they had a marvelous new car dealership, which they sold. They then eventually set up another used car dealership, which was Fiat and Alfa Romeo. Pieces of crap. You know, Fiat, fix it again, Tony. Alfa's a great-looking car, but an overpriced car that's just outrageous to service. But when he had the new car dealership, also he had a used car dealership, Salazar Motors. Heckler's a great guy. Never should have been in the car business. He got conned into it by a pseudo-Christian con artist. Anyway, he also would cater to the lower-end people that maybe couldn't qualify for a regular loan, so he basically underwrote the loan, and they'd come in and make their payments to his dealership every month. He's got two cars that are long overdue for repo that are in Texas, and they can't get them. They're not answering the doors. They're not answering their phones. They're just playing hide-ahead. You think that that's uncommon? It is the reality, my friends, of what's going on in the automobile business, whether it's, you know, second, third-rate people who probably shouldn't have a car to begin with because they're overextended in other arenas, or new cars, because that's the only way they're moving new cars out. They discount the hell out of the cars to get them on the road, and they'll make more money on the financing if they can keep those darn loans afloat. It ain't happening. But that's a side issue. So, in essence, the Federal Reserve has launched a massive new round of quantitative easing, even before a major crisis has erupted on Wall Street. I mean, my God, back in 07, 08, there was major crisis. Repo, possessions on homes, foreclosures, short sales, the whole nine yards, the banks were collapsing. I mean, come on, folks, I can understand trying to be proactive, but in reality, quantitative easing is an extreme emergency measure that should only be used in the most absolute desperation of situations. If the Fed is creating this much new money now, what are they going to do once things really get bad? Are we destined to become the next Venezuela? Of course, if people like AOC and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have their way, we'll not only become the next Venezuela, we will be totally socialist. But come on. I mean, for a very long time, the Federal Reserve has insisted that the U.S. economy is in good shape. Well, if that's true, then there ain't no way in hell that the Fed should be cutting interest rates. But that's exactly what they did yesterday. So in a vote widely anticipated by financial markets, the central banks Federal Open Market Committee, the FOMC, lowered its benchmark funds by 25 basis points to a range of 1.5% to 1.75%. The rate sets what banks charge each other for overnight lending, but it's also tied to most forms of revolving consumer debt. Hey, baby, does that mean my credit card rate be going down? Third cut this year as part of what Jerome Powell has characterized as a mid-cycle adjustment and a maturing economic expansion. But my God, with rates so low and close to zero, there ain't going to be much room for the Fed to be able to do a darn thing in that regard once the next recession begins. According to Powell, this latest rate cut was done for insurance purposes. Powell said lowering the rate again was insurance or protection needed because weakness in global growth and trade developments have weighed on the economy and posed ongoing risks. If the U.S. economy does not plunge into a deep recession next year, Powell and the other bureau rats at the Fed will probably be applauded for those moves. But then if we do experience a significant economic downturn, they'll be definitely caught with their pants down. Oh, yes, my friends, the U.S. economy is definitely slowing down. But this week we learned that it still grew at an annual rate of 1.9% last quarter, which ain't good. And if honest numbers were being used, it would show that our economy is actually contracting. But at least things are relatively stable for the moment, and as long as things are relatively stable, the Fed should not be resorting to ignorant emergency measures. Of course, now, Wall Street was absolutely thrilled that the Fed cut rates again, and news of the rate cuts pushed the S&P 500 to yet another all-time record high. But in a moment, we'll take a look at exactly how it's backfired and kicked them in the butt today. Oh, yes, stocks advanced yesterday after the Fed cut their rates for the third time this year. S&P 500 index added 9.88 points, or 0.3%, to close at 3,046.77. The Dow Jones Industrial, blah, 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 blah. Without a doubt, the rate cut's good for the consumer. The rates on the mortgages, the auto loans, the credit cards will all go down, which will save the average Americans a lot of money. Oh, yeah, folks, those interest rate cuts are starting to really add up. Yep. Lowers the cost for many Americans who use them credits cards or take out loans while squeezing the savers. 1968, the annual interest rate that a bank paid you on a passbook savings account exceeded 4%. You're lucky you won't even get 1% today. Oh, there are a couple places you can go, but you got to put some pretty heavy bucks in there. Yeah, it ain't good. You know, it's interesting going through this article, which I, interestingly enough, have published at Morgana Precious Metals, called What in the World is the Federal Reserve Thinking? As I read through this, they got whole sections of this article written by a guy that I have a lot of respect for, Michael Snyder. They just keep repeating themselves over and over and over. And I did I accidentally double play? No. It's a mess. He must have really written this one when he was half asleep. Now, having shared all of this with you, give me just a moment here. Come on, come on, come on. There we go. It's about time. Yada-da-da. Hey, how's your week go? Did you have a good one? Mine was, shall we say, interesting. I know it's not over yet. It's not over at all. But a lot of strange things have been going on. I've got a car that is having some computer work done on it today. In other words, I'm having my guy Rudy, and he and his wife Laura are just the neatest people. Super, super devout, strong Christian people. And they happen to live in Buckeye. Now, they've got a shop in the downtown Glendale, Arizona area. And it kind of surprised me that they live in Buckeye, which is, you know, a considerable way away. Well, that's a plus for me, because when they head to the shop in the morning, they don't usually go in till between 9 and 10 in the morning. But understand something. They generally don't go home till between 9 and midnight every night. That's how busy they are. They'll come by, pick up the car from my house, take it in. Rudy was driving their Volvo this morning, and he dropped Laura off. It was absolute doll. Just something else. It's a great family. And I kind of walked her through some stuff. I said, look, I need Rudy to get this thing on the computer as soon as possible. I want to know what we're dealing with, what we're facing. We know we've probably got a couple of CV joints or boots that have to get done. Excuse me. Maybe some other suspension issues. brakes, I know, in the front, which I discovered after driving it over the last few days. Some other things. If it's going to get too costly, it's an 03 Acura. It's only got 130,000 miles. This car just hums. It is such an amazing car to drive. Super economical on the gas. I'm telling you, my granddaughter, if she's a little bit more careful, can probably pull 360 miles to the tank on this thing. And possibly a little bit better. I've been pushing it a little bit because I need to get a good feel for what we're dealing with. If this thing's going to be too much money, because frankly, it needs upholstery in the front and the two front side doors. Long story, but the guy who owned it, the original owner, was from Sun City, Arizona. You know, old farts neighborhood. They don't allow kids to move there. They don't pay school taxes, etc. And the problem was is that the guy parked it in the sun all the time. He probably had a carport, backed it into his, you know, and all the foam in the door panels and up on the dash are completely done. They're finished. But the chemical that they're reeking out up on the windows, it just fogs the windows very quickly. If it's going to cost me $1,500 to $2,000 to get this thing done, I'm finished with it. I'm going to sell it, get rid of it. I've been toying with a number of cars back and forth. I found a really neat 05 Altima with 85,000 miles, one-owner car. I talked to my gal this morning. She said, Jeff, that car had continual ongoing problems with airbags. Well, that's an ongoing thing that is beyond warranty. They're required to take care of it. Had a another vehicle I was looking at, which right this minute doesn't click with me. I can't remember what the heck it was. And there's been some degree of problems with those. And so we just kind of said, okay, maybe we don't go looking at the Nissan Rogue. That particular year, 09, had some issues. Strangely enough, the car that I landed on, she said, that's the best of the lot. It's an amazing 2005 Jeep Grand Cherokee, a Laredo. It's two-wheel drive. I don't need four-wheel drive here. It's equipped the way I like it. It's got less than 90,000 miles on it. And the guy who's got this thing for sale, and it's not that I wanted to go out and buy a vehicle, okay? I like my Pathfinder, 205,000 miles. It's an amazing car. And my wife's got her car, which if I'd had my druthers, we'd have gotten rid of 6 months ago. Piece of garbage. But she likes it. She's paid for it. She's responsible for it. I don't care. So, you know, I've got that issue going on possibly for the weekend. Talked to my banker today, taking a look at options for juggling funds and all that kind of stuff. But why did I open this? I did not want to open that. Here we go. Let's take a look and see what I was talking about with this nonsense. Okay, now we all know, and if you go to Morgana Precious Metals or Federal Observer, you will note that I've got a YouTube video near the top of the page. In each case, it was a total fluke. I'd received an email from a good friend of mine this morning, and it was the live broadcast from C-SPAN of the hearings regarding the impeachment thing. Now, this whole thing just grinds the crap out of me. The funny thing is, C-SPAN takes a lot of callers. I listened to this entire thing this morning, and although it wasn't the entire thing, I think it started at 9 in the morning or something Eastern time, and obviously it had been dragging on for a number of hours. The vileness that comes off the floor of the House of Representatives is just sickening to me. Absolutely stinking sickening. And, of course, the votes went along party lines, although two Democrats voted against it. And all it does is set up for them to now open this whole thing up to testify before the public. You know, all the stuff that they've been hiding all this time. So, whether it was that or the lowering of the interest rates, all of a sudden, here's what's going on in the markets today. Dow Jones Industrial currently down 203 points at 26,983. S&P 500's down 17 at 3,030. NASDAQ off 25 at 8,279. Global Dow's even down 1,693 at 3,077. Oil down $1.04 a barrel today. That's a big jump in one, or a drop in one day. Very interesting. Oh, what's this? Tommy Narron, that really cute blonde, very smart girl over at Fox Nation, dressed up as Ocasio-Cortez for Halloween, and apparently it's really ticked a lot of people off. I love it. Unbelievable. Oh, that's right. And so what's going on with the metals today? Gold shot up currently about $16, almost $17 an ounce. Oh, is that right? Rhodium flat at $4,940 an ounce. Palladium down 20 at $1,771. Platinum up another $5 at $928 an ounce. Silver up 22 cents on the day at $1,805. Gold, as of the moment, up $16.30 at $1,511.70. My client who bought silver yesterday has already done nicely. He was going to buy gold. He made a mistake. Now, he's been a pretty heavy gold buyer from me for probably 20 years. It's interesting. Anyway, if you're to go to Morgana Precious Metals or FederalObserver.com, yes, I still have the link up there for the post time. It says live at post time. But you will be able to watch the entire video of this thing. It's 2.5 hours, and we've got it posted. So if you want to vomit, please be my guest. I'd prefer not to. couple of other interesting headlines we've got, and given the opening piece of music we used, I don't normally go down this direction, but I'm doing it for a combination of reasons. Interesting article called How Wiping Out $1.5 Trillion in Student Debt Would Boost the Economy. Now, their original sub-headline was, many American voters have come around to the idea that the loans are an unsustainable burden. Well, they're right. The question is, who is going to wind up underwriting the cost of their canceling out $1.5 trillion worth of student debt? Why, it must be you and I, the taxpayers of America. Reparations? I think I'm ready to just go on the unemployment line and say, gives me mine. Hey, I'm smart enough to know how to go out on a job interview and make damn sure they decline me, okay? Given what we just talked about the Fed, I finally got around to early this morning posting the piece we did on the air on Tuesday called Three Things You Did Not Know About the Crash of 29. All right, that's the end of that one. Bingo, let's bail out of it. So a lot of reasons why we're seeing this kind of stuff done. And I think that you... Why Halloween candy is now scarier than the clowns? Oh, God. Unbelievable. My stepdaughter blew through an inheritance, was mysteriously fired from her job. What should we do with our $1.6 million estate? Lock it up and make sure she can't get into it. Good Lord, how can you blow through a huge inheritance? I think it was announced yesterday that the Chrysler operation, you know, Chrysler Fiat, has now agreed to include and suck in Peugeot in their deal. Oh, God. Unbelievable, people. Unbelievable. What do we got here? Alex Trebek. Very, very neat, neat guy. And he's pancreatic cancer. He said, I wish I'd known sooner. Got a piece I'll be publishing at Dr. Kelly's website, .info. Called the overall, you know, it deals with his situation, wants you to learn the signs of pancreatic cancer. Here's the interesting thing about cancer. The overall 5-year survival rate for pancreatic cancer, my friends, is merely 9%. That's caca. It's nothing. It's pure garbage. 5 years. Why do they continue to use 5 years? If you die one day after the 5 years, it doesn't matter. You lasted for 5 years. That's what kind of a scam it is. It's absolutely ridiculous. Your health, they're not here to make you healthy. No, my friends, they're here to suck in the income. Terrible. Just terrible. Well, I guess it's time to get down to it. As I think I mentioned to you a week ago, I've opened up a new category on federalobserver.com entitled Into the Darkness. And over the last 3 weeks or so, maybe 4 weeks, we've been sharing with you on Thursdays more and more unbelievably dark, diabolical type of commentaries. We take a look at some of the headlines that we've got posted this week. One from Ron Ewart: you can hide from government, but not for long. Headline: almost 70% of Americans believe that civil war is imminent. Now, obviously, I always question a headline like that because I want to know where the polls were taken. A piece that I published via the link on Facebook 2 nights ago. I have never posted something in my life that has pulled the kind of reaction that this one has pulled. 50-some, 60-some odd people taking that link and sharing it. RBN is based in Round Rock, Texas, as you all know. Round Rock is, for all practical purposes, it is a suburb of Austin. I'd like to rename it and call it Aston, A-S-S-T-O-N. The school district in Austin, Texas, has mandated teaching children how to have anal sex. Oh, yes, my friends, the sex and gender revolutionaries have officially taken over the Austin Independent School District without firing a single shot. This is just appalling. Now, I happen to have an image of a satanic type, whatever it is, with two children standing right there by the statue, little flames coming up in the background. It is the perfect image, and I posted this image in its full size. You go to federalobserver.com, scroll down, you'll see it real quickly. And you read this article, and how many of you down there in the Austin area are listening today? How can you stand back and allow this crap to go on? But this kind of thing is happening more and more and more throughout the nation. Overwhelming opposition from parents and pastors. The district's trustees voted this past Tuesday to implement a pornographic sex education policy that includes instruction on anal sex and how to place a condom on an erect penis. The father of a fifth grader demanded to know who gave the school district the right to teach his child how to have anal and oral sex. Who gave you the right, Austin ISD? You've overstepped, the rightfully frustrated father said. The radical sex education policy will provide graphic instruction on gender identity and mandated support of the LGBT movement. Oh, goody, let's just run some porno films. Wouldn't that make it so much easier? Stick around. We'll be back with more of this filth.
For a wailing song and a good guitar, the only things that I understand. Oh boy, the only things that I understand.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo.
You suffer from restless dreams? I haven't for many, many years. Over the last probably 3 months, I have had restless dreams of a type that I've never experienced in my life. The anger and the frustration, the horrendous disappointment of the direction that this nation seems to be going, its complete lack of morals, complete lack of human decency, an inability for people to discuss, to speak with one another, for every aspect of city and county and state governments and the federal government. My God, 3 years of and one of the representatives in the House hearings this morning basically stated, and in addition to a caller into C-SPAN, stated that the majority party in the House of Representatives, which happened to be the dumb old craps, have done absolutely nothing that is necessary for the welfare of this nation. They have concentrated almost solely on going after Trump. Now, I don't find Trump to be a perfect human being by any stretch of the imagination, but Lord only knows that neither am I. But he has accomplished some things, but they don't want to ever talk about the things that he's accomplished. And so now we go back to our discussion about Austin and this stupid district. As we've stated, students in the grade school and middle schools will also be taught how to get an abortion, obtain birth control pills without parental permission or consent. The school district will also begin instructing students to no longer use words like mother or father. Excuse me, I don't mean to offend anybody, but this is more satirical. How do you deal with a certain portion of the public who continues to use the term motherfucker? They go on to say, use gender-inclusive language. That's what the district's material mandates. It is important to avoid terms which refer to only male or female identities when speaking with young children, as this can limit their understanding of gender into binaries and can exclude children who may not identify with these identities. The district's curriculum recommends integrating words like parents or guardians instead of mom or dad. Texas Values, one of the state's leading family advocacy groups, warned the Austin ISD was sending a message that people of faith are no longer welcome in the school district. Well, the Austin ISD has broken the sacred trust between school and parents, that according to Texas Values spokesman David Walls. Austin parents have no reason to entrust their children to a school district that welcomes sex criminals and sexually explicit materials in the school. And to force this kind of pornography on school children is nothing more than government-sanctioned child abuse. The district's policy is all about grooming children for sex. And as one parent declared, the curriculum is an attack on Christianity and family and on parental rights. More than 100 people spoke at this meeting. On Monday night's district meeting, the overwhelming majority were opposed to the policy. Those speaking on behalf of the plan included a 9-year-old child, a 4th grader, a parent of a transgender 2nd grader, a lady who identified by the pronoun of they, them, and some gal wearing a t-shirt that read, I met God, they're queer, y'all. But I knew the fix was in before the debate even commenced. A good many of the district trustees had already planted LGBT and transgender flags on their desks. And sadly, the sex and gender revolutionaries have already commandeered a number of public schools around the nation. And instead of teaching our children's math and science, they're trying to convince little boys that they're really little girls. There's really no polite way to say this, folks, but if freedom-loving, church-going patriots do not reclaim our public schools, we're going to lose this damn republic. And I'm convinced it's lost already. Oh, does that offend you? Let me share something with you. Some months ago, back in April, and maybe this was the beginning of my moving toward an anger mode, I, years ago, used to write a new column every week. I've not had that ability for many years, and it's sad. I penned a column, which I published at FederalObserver.com, called What in the World Has Happened to the America We Grew Up In? In republishing this as a front page article yesterday, I put a forward which stated it's been but just a few months since I put pen to paper and wrote and posted the following, and yet it seems to grow in importance with each passing day. Read it for the first time or read it again. The end draws near. People get ready. I've been in a state of a proverbial funk for nearly a year now. A year ago, July, I made the decision to shut down Federal Observer after 17 years of publication, only to slowly change gears for God knows what reason. Over the past 9 months, I stated, the site, although looking much the same, began to take new directions, or in some cases, readdressing old topics, which still drive me to this day. I'll not draw you a map today. You can review the site in your own time and come to your own conclusion, but that's where I stand at this point. Conclusions, or more specifically, the conclusion of this once great nation. MAGA? Forget it. It'll never happen. We near the end of the journey. I continued by saying several days ago I reposted an article from 2015 by Rebel Madman, Michael Gaddy, which seems to have had greater importance today. Remember, this is back in April, than when he originally penned it. And if you've not read it thus far, I invite you to do so, for in many ways it spells out the predicament that we in America find ourselves in today. Addicted to our own destruction. And much of it brings me to my conditions of perpetual frustration and depression. Oh, my friends, I have faced greater depression this year than I've ever faced in my life. I didn't face this kind of depression at 21 months in the NAM. Flying around in helicopters, picking up wounded and destroyed and people that are well on their way to death in one form or another. Flying them into hospitals, many of whom I know would never walk out of those hospitals. I never had that kind of depression. I never had the kind of fear that I face today for the direction of this nation, for my grandchildren, all three of my granddaughters. As I do each day, I publish the best of our four active websites on Facebook. Yeah, sometimes they land me in Facebook jail. Or bring about the deletions of numerous posts which I have made, usually within 5 minutes. Hence the recent publication entitled April the 4th, 2019, The Facebook Chronicles. All right, we're not going to bore you with that one. But once again that week, they violated my freedom once again as relates to anything of a health and wellness nature coming from our oldest extant website, Dr. Kelly's Victory Over Cancer. Which, by the way, if you go doing a dig up on that, it's actually drkelly.info, but you'll understand why the other name. And so I continued. Allow me for a moment to lay out a map for you. When I posted Gaddy's article on Facebook, I received the following question from a dear lady who I've become Facebook friends with. We'll just refer to her by the name that I've affectionately given her, Kat, who asked, why is it so hard to do what is right? To which I replied, as I sit at my desk each night, Kat, preparing posts for my various blogs and going through this thing called Facebook, I'm now convinced that it can never be again, not in our lifetime. I've never felt so down and depressed in my life as I do today. People just do not know right from wrong. The schools, the entertainment, the media, the lack of parental involvement, if there are parents in their lives at all, have all contributed to the demise of the empire. I prepare for my journey, Kat. I'm tired. I'm worn out. How do many of you feel about that? Kat's reply to that statement was the one thing that gave me pause to smile that day. She says, that is the right step, Jeffrey, to prepare. You've done all you can do, and you did it well. The die has been set. Very few will change their minds at this point in time. They have been blinded. I'm happy you're part of the remnant. Well, give me just a moment here. I realize that I need to pull something up for my princess. Are you at the board, princess? I hope so. I've got to send something over to you. I think it's what we want to close the program with today. So you'll need to give me, calculate the time set. Bear with me here, folks. This is too important not to do. Do you want me to send this over on 2 or 1? 2. You got it. It's coming your way. We're going to close with this particular piece. And I think everybody will understand. Well, I'm so happy you're a part of the remnant. Kat had a follow-up comment to me, which she sent over in a private messenger, and she stated, Jeffrey, I'm sending out contact information to a select few friends that I value and trust in case of emergency. I may need to tell you what's going on in my part of the country. You may need to tell me what's going on in your part. I can hardly stand Facebook anymore, so I don't know when I'll be bailing. The die has been cast, my friends. And Kat's feelings, as well as mine and millions of other people, are tired of the games. As I stated in my Facebook Chronicles article, Facebook is no longer a social network, but a socialist network. Apparently, America is no longer a nation that tolerates free speech. Other than for certain people, of course. Interestingly enough, the title of this column, which I'm sharing with you, was actually the subtitle of a column from, strangely enough, Michael Snyder, that I had just finished posting over an hour prior to posting this article I'm sharing with you. Michael's article was titled, I Cry When I Think Back to How Things Used to Be. Not only did I strongly recommend that people read and share that column with others, but also give serious consideration to the one single lengthy comment left by a single reader who called him or herself Mucky Little Me. Okay, that's good, honey. Let's go for it. What the author states merely lays out the roadmap is how we got there. Understanding the world and how and why we got there. You see, it's not just the U.S., but right across the West, because it's the same globalist social engineering program. Political correctness, my friends, is a major tool of that social engineering program. It is top-down fascistic authoritarianism and was introduced a couple of decades ago under the guise of liberalism. Promoted through all of the usual suspects, fake news, MSM, the establishment, all the globalist institutions. Oh, don't forget another major tool was mass immigration, which has been engineered and was outlined in UN Agenda 21 in 1993. I mean, look, just consider the very term political correctness. Politics are nothing more than opinions, and as such, there can be no correct or incorrect subjective stance. It can only be agreed or disagreed with, and either position is viable so long as our sensibilities and intellect determine the opinion we hold. It's exactly what tyranny and the totalitarianism of communistic collectivism most fear, because it requires us to seek opposing points of view and contrasting information before coming to our own individual conclusions. What they need is drones, not thinkers. Now consider, who would want a system as intellectually dishonest, morally bankrupt, and politically stifling as political correctness? A system where one thought is deemed correct, and any that dissents with that fraudulent absolute is incorrect and, in effect, banished.
the people who get to arbitrarily decide what is correct and incorrect, of course, and naturally all thoughts that enrich and empower them are correct, while all thoughts that dissent against them are incorrect. There's no such thing as political correctness, my friends, other than the minds of tyrants. What it is in reality is enforced political homogeneity. And that homogeneity is a top-down collectivist tyranny entirely designed by the elite and controlled by the elite. A few dozen global financiers and corporate heads who now own more than half the world's wealth. Oh, we can name that enforced political homogeneity communism or fascism or a corporatocracy, a kleptocracy, or plutocracy. In truth, it has facets of all, because all these systems are top-down domination that demand a servile underclass, something the useful idiot left excel at. Oh, no more so than Brexit and demanding that we give over our nation, our cultural heritage, our rights, our democracy to elitist tyrants, because otherwise we are fascists. Oh, my friends, the whole damn premise is to destroy the national cultural identity, social cohesion, ultimately the sovereignty of Western nations. Now, we can see a manifestation of this with the political schism caused by Brexit, the polarization of the politically correct brainwashed Remain, who, as Aldous Huxley wrote, embraced their slavery by desiring to give up self-determination, overturn democracy in favor of totalitarian technocracy, and the instinctive grassroots reaction to the tyranny by the populist uprising across Europe and in the U.S. Once the fiber that holds a nation together, its cultural identity is destroyed, then the people can easily be separated from their nation, their heritage, their right to self-determination, ultimately their rights by an unaccountable, centralized, plutocratic elite who run the technocracy overseeing it all. Yeah, the EU is but one of five pillars of global governance. They're going to make their own centralized governments. Look at all that's been going on in this mess with the Brexit mechanism in the UK. It still hasn't been resolved. It still haven't been settled. You've still got people like the Democrats in our House of Representatives that are continuing to fight the decisions that were made. Branches of political correctness are designed to vilify, to censor opposition, create constant division so that the people cannot unite behind a common cause. Far from being indiscriminate and unbiased, it is discriminatory, unfair by design to create privileged subclasses which themselves will be superseded by new subclasses. This is made manifest in the current victim culture we survive in this nation today. Identity politics, they proclaim to be about equality, and yet if we are all equal, then our identity is naturally individuals, not as groups. If we are measuring equitable society, that is, real equality is that we all have the same rights and opportunities from birth, regardless of ethnicity, religion, gender, sexuality, etc., etc. And so thus, the very act of separating people into these groups and labeling them is unto itself discrimination, and to campaign for women's rights or gay rights or any other rights and not equal rights for all people is self-evidently campaigning for privileges of one group over another. And it's all deliberate. And why clearly prejudiced and fascistic policies such as affirmative action, which promoted one group over another, are pushed as equality and combating privilege when they are in fact the opposite. Women's rights are trumped by transsexuals' rights to use their bathrooms. Christians' rights to follow their religion are trumped by gays' rights to freedom of expression. The right to freedom of expression is trumped by minorities' rights to be offended. And it goes on and on and on. My friends, I strongly urge you to go to federalobserver.com, read this column in its entirety. What in the world has happened to the America we grew up in? My princess tells me we are nearly out of time. We have but seconds left. I want you to go out listening carefully to the words of this amazing man, Curtis Mayfield, who I greatly miss. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those who love the most. A sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe. I believe. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it as a human race. People, I believe. I believe. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. People get ready. People get ready.
Thank you.
I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.